This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, ever since I was little, I wanted to be a blonde. I was born blonde. I had blonde hair. And then I guess it all fell out. And then after my blonde hair fell out and I was a bald baby, the hair came back darker. So I was a brunette. And I hated it because I wanted to be a blonde. I remember growing up, Goldie Hawn was blonde. The Marilyn Monroe era, even though that was already kind of past that. I just thought if I was blonde, everything would be excellent, okay? Until the rumors were going out that blondes are dumb. And why would you want to be blonde? You're dumb. I go, I don't care. I just want guys to notice me, and I want to look good. So back then, okay, the stereotype blondes were dumb, and but still guys wanted them, persisted for many years. Until finally we have a study saying blondes are not dumb after all. In fact, there was a study that found out that blonde women had a higher IQ than brunettes and redheads. Now, I have been dyeing my hair blonde now and highlighting it and streaking it and throwing lemon in my hair and soaking it in peroxide and doing anything humanly imaginable to make my locks yellower and yellower and yellower. And I know people think I have hepatitis, but it's not. It's just I've just been dyeing my hair a lot. And I don't think my IQ has changed at all. Okay? I still think I'm as smart as I've always been. But this is a pretty cool study. Okay. So they say researchers found women who said their natural hair color was blonde. Okay, see, why would somebody blonde dye their hair any other color? I don't get that. If you're a blonde, enjoy it. Anyway, researchers found that their natural hair color had, if they were blonde, had an average IQ score within 3 points of brunettes and those with red and black hair. The study came from the National Longitudinal Survey of Youth, 1979. The National Survey of people who were between 14 and 21 years old when they were first interviewed in 1979. In 1980, participants took this test, the Armed Forces Qualification Test, and that was used by the Pentagon to determine the intelligence of all recruits. The overall score was based on word knowledge, paragraph comprehension, math knowledge, and arithmetic reasoning. See, I don't like story problems. I never have. Okay, now remember, I'm a real brunette. However, I could say I'm a real blonde because, again, as a baby, I was born blonde. But the hair that grows on my legs and my arms, no, it's not very blonde. But the hair growing on my face is. You can't see it. Anyway, the overall score, okay, we talked about that. In 1985, all participants were asked, what was your hair color? To eliminate any bias in the IQ test caused by racial or ethnic differences, Ohio State University's Jay Zagorski dropped all African Americans and Hispanics from the analysis, reducing the sample size to 10,878 white females. The findings show that blonde-haired women had an average IQ of 103.2 compared to 102.7 for brown hair and 101.2 for red hair. This is being reported out of Daily Mail. Blonde women were more likely to be in the highest IQ category. Now, I don't know why we're hearing about this story now, but I guess the gender stereotypes are still holding strong. Okay, people still think blondes are stupid. And, what I think is stupid are the people that entertain those stereotypes. Okay, Marilyn Monroe, for example, was never supposed to be looked upon as stupid. Marilyn Monroe was supposed to be sexy. Okay? And many people found her sexy. And she was supposed to be inviting. She was supposed to be sultry. There was supposed to be some mischievous type of persona about her. Never stupid. James Mansfield, no, not stupid. Now, mind you, there's been a lot of actors and actresses who have been blonde that have done stupid things, but can we just blow that stereotype out of the water with one word? Kardashian. So let's not even go there with blonde versus brunette and you know, stars and you know, doing something stupid. So when people think blondes are some, oh, and you know what also helped add to the stereotype was the Suzanne Somers on Three's Company. Yet I always thought she was pretty smart. Okay, I thought the, who was DeWitt, the one that was the brunette, she was boring to me. I always thought the Suzanne Somers one was cool. All right, and then remember in Grease, Olivia Newton-John, not too stupid. So, okay, I mean, and Sandy, not dumb, all right, in Greece. So when people look at the beautiful blonde bombshells, thinking they're supposed to be a little, you know, stupid, no. Now, there was a study, I remember back in college, when I was in college, so that was about 20 years ago, where when you interviewed for a test or interviewed for a job, they looked at women who were without glasses, blonde without glasses, blonde with glasses, brunette without glasses, brunette with glasses. Well, the results, no doubt, came in that order on how people were perceived and got the job. Of course, it depends on what type of job, but it was supposed to be more of a more high-end job, high-end paying job. The blonde with no glasses was the least likely to get hired. The blonde with glasses had a little better chance. A brunette with no glasses had more of a chance than either blonde, with glasses or not, and the brunette who walked in wearing glasses had more of a chance to get the job. So, I mean, for years, I remember, you know, my mom was a secretary in the 60s, so Mad Men era. So you always had to wear skirts. You could never wear pants. You know how uncomfortable that must have been? So you always had to wear skirts. You always had to wear shoes, etc. But I remember she kind of telling me, you know, to not so much dress down, but to look more professional. And more professional back then, not in the 60s, but by the time I was starting to apply for jobs, was more masculinizing than what we females were used to wearing. So come in with a long skirt, darker color, hair back, glasses, less feminine. And it's amazing how far we've gone where, I could walk around with my hair the way it is. I do have mini skirts. I still wear some mini skirts, but I gotta wear them with tights. Not that I'm gonna get a high-end job. I'm in radio. Yeah. And I'm in healthcare. Not gonna happen. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to welcome our newest affiliate, WSRQ, Sarasota Manatee. I am so excited. 106.9 FM and 1220 AM. Thank you, WSRQ, for taking on The Dr. Dahlia Show. And the rest of you, be nice to the new affiliate. Be nice to our new listeners. Welcome them. Come on, everybody say hi, Sarasota. Be nice. Okay, you know, we could all share. There's a lot of Dr. Dahlia to share. So everybody be nice as we welcome the new affiliate and the new listeners. All right. Honestly, you guys are so possessive. So possessive. All right. What do we got to talk about? Okay. First, this was very interesting. Can I say it's about time? Many parents are skeptical of online doctor ratings. Thank you. I've been telling you these online ratings really blow. They say one-third of parents turn to online ratings in their search for a doctor, but most parents say they aren't sure that they could trust the web-based reviews. This is according to new U.S. research. I told you it was self-limiting. At some point, you know, you give a forum where people can badmouth each other and badmouth, I don't know, ex-relationships and ex-managers and, I don't know, just, you know, decide to go on a rant. You're just looking for trouble. According to Dr. David Hanauer, a pediatrician at the University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, online rating sites are becoming an increasingly common and potentially influential source of information for parents as they choose a doctor. Websites reviewing doctors are readily available, but concerns about how trustworthy they are may be preventing parents from using them broadly. The hospital conducted a national poll on children's health. It showed that more than two-thirds of parents are skeptical of online doctor reviews, and some think they're made up. Nearly the same number of parents also said there aren't enough ratings for them to make a good decision. More than half the parents. Don't be going to the internet, people. All right? It's just like, you know, when you go on a dating site, it's kind of hard. You know, the dating site is going to make the person look really, really good. But you have to almost meet an ex to know if that person is dateable. You see, I knew my husband's exes. Okay, I know I'm kind of going off the subject, but did I ever tell you this? Okay, I knew my husband years before we dated, and I was dating my husband's friend at the time. Not to get to my husband, I wasn't interested in my current husband at the time because I thought he was way out of my league. I mean, he was like dating blonde sorority women, and I was just, I mean, I was a brunette, and I, you know, I was, you know, a dorky pre-med student. So I never thought I was in his class, but I was definitely in the class of his others, of his best friends. So there was a couple of his friends that I dated. And watched him. One of my jobs, I worked a lot of jobs when I was in college, and one of my jobs was doing the graveyard front desk shift at the dorm. So I would see him go in, and then as I'm leaving my shift in the morning, leave the dorms. I'm like, man, really? Really? Okay. And I'd give him dirty looks, etc. But if let's say online dating was rampant back then, okay, and widely used, I'm sure his profile would be, you know, I'm a one-woman guy, I don't like to mess around. I mean, we could get, you know, back in the college days, okay? And that's not what I picked up on. I picked up on, you know, he would, spend the night, okay? And I knew exactly what floor he was on because we had to let him in. Hey, again, I had no intention of dating him. No way. And I'm sitting there going, wow, man, this guy is busy. I wonder what his grades are. Glad he's not a pre-med student. So, where was I going with this? I don't know. I really need to kick his butt. Yeah. No, nobody got STDs. We're really happy about that. So I forgot where I was going with this. So online reviews. Okay. You just wouldn't go there. All right. You would, deduce, okay, from friends, from behaviors, et cetera. And, you know, then decide if you were going to make a move. Well, same thing with your child's health care, okay? You know, I've told you guys what to do. We'll finish this study, and then I'll tell you guys what to do. Okay, so the poll found that 36% of moms and 22% of dads visited websites with online ratings to find a doctor for themselves or someone in their family during the past year. Among these parents, two-thirds base their decision to select or avoid a doctor based on ratings posted online. More than 4 out of 5 who chose a doctor after reading favorable reviews felt the online ratings were accurate. So you see the online reviews. You hire a bunch of people to put good reviews on you. That's the way, you see how sinister this could be? Doctor rating sites have the potential to help make the patient-physician relationship more service-oriented. They're right. Okay, if a doctor wants good reviews, they're going to be nicer to you. In order for online rating sites to become more accepted and useful tool, doctors will need to be more engaged in the process in ways that assure that ratings are authentic. No, that doesn't ensure they're authentic. So, again, I had a patient last week refusing to go and see a surgeon that I've been using because they for my patients because they didn't like the online reviews. As a doctor, these are so, so frustrating. All right? Because I have no idea. My guess is the number one cause of bad reviews for any sort of medical office is the patient got a bill. And they don't say that. They won't say that when they do their rating. You know, they aren't going to say, well, you know, I didn't pay my bill, and after 6 months, the doctor took me to collections, and, you know, they won't say that they skated on a bill. All right? They'll say, oh, this person is the worst doctor ever. This person left me a scar. That's the other thing, okay? I remember being asked by one of my patients if she should sue her doctor because of a scar she had. I go, let me see the scar. I look at the scar. It was just a little teensy weensy, little bitty, little hypertrophic, pale area skin. And it was like on her arm. And I'm like, is this the scar, the said scar you want to sue the doctor for? Yep. And, I had to say, I can't advise that. I don't like to get involved at all. I do not get involved with doctor lawsuits. I kind of stay away from that as much as possible. Because I just don't, we're all colleagues here, okay? You know, and then I know there's some people out there that like to do other people in. That's not me. But I'm like, that's a small scar. So now every time I read a review and it mentions somebody left you with a scar, the image in my mind is this little eensy weensy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini type of scar. Now, mind you, scars could be very detrimental. I mean, you have a scar on your face, a botched up surgery that, you know, somebody had to go in and do more. Scars are nothing to be blown off. But when you see somebody write something like that, and, you know, your first question is, okay, well, how big? Now, many times these online reviews will say he left a big scar. Okay, well, again, a 1 centimeter scar on the face is considered big. I mean, but a 1 centimeter on the bottom cheek of your buttock, not considered big. So, parents very concerned about how to find a pediatrician. For us, it was easy. I went to school with Muriel DeSimone, and I loved her. She was a NICU nurse before she went to medical school. So anybody who was a nurse prior to becoming a doctor gets my vote because she already has the bedside manner, she already has the intelligence, she already understands. I mean, you know, being a nurse, wow, the training, amazing. And she no longer practices in my neck of the woods. She moved across the country. But, you know, for me, I knew who she was. But then there were people that would come to the hospital to see the baby, you know, after the baby was born. And many of them you get a chance to meet. You're going to have to meet these people and make a decision for yourself. Where I would, though, suggest you go is the medical board site. If the medical board had sanctioned the doctor or levied him fined, it's going to be on the website. So many medical boards will have, they'll also discuss malpractice cases, etc. Again, the malpractice case, that's a tough one because most every doctor gets sued. I've been very, very lucky, knock on wood, to never have been sued, but the average doctor gets sued multiple times. So seeing that a doctor has been sued doesn't still clarify things. But, you know, it's scary for you guys. I mean, you know, you're putting your kid's life in somebody's hands. And you have no idea who's hiring who to put good ratings about them. I would say word of mouth. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. I got an email a long time ago. And I didn't ignore it. I addressed it. Didn't bring it up on air because I didn't even know how to bring the subject up. But I got another email recently. And I guess this is a topic that needs to be talked about, and I have never talked about this on my show. Stepkids dating each other. So the first email I got a long time ago was a young girl who said that she was attracted to her stepbrother. She goes, I'm 20 and he's 22. He moved into our house when our parents got married 4 years ago. I want to date him. Can I? Oh, I said, hell no. I was like, no. And let me be clear. All right. No. But let me summarize by saying no. So that was a big no on that one. Okay. Then I got this email. Greg and I married 2 months ago. Our two teenage children are getting close. I'm worried about how we should handle this. She says she thinks she's caught them hold hands. She's caught them sitting close on the couch during movie night. OMG. I don't know what I would do as a parent. Oh my gosh. Okay. So when I saw this, I was just getting heebie-jeebies. I'm like, no. Okay. So here's the thing. It's technically not incest because they don't share DNA, right? I mean, if it was a half brother or half sibling, again, there's innate incestual blocks, because if there's some attraction, usually your DNA will prevent that from happening. Their DNA would. It's amazing how the human body works. You are not supposed to fall for each other. Although I don't understand, my cats, Shake and Bake, were two boy cats, and they would have sex with each other. I don't understand that. But, what are you going to do? I just gave them privacy. I mean, I didn't even know how to handle that because they're cats. They're your babies. So, I mean, as a parent, okay, having to deal with your little babies, and these were my cats, falling for each other. Now Shake goes after Sashi. But I gotta say, Sashi's a little hoochie mom. I mean, she lies there, you know, acting all Cleopatra-ish and diva-ish. And then, of course, Shake goes and jumps her. And I'm like, stop it, guys. No sex. I keep screaming. My kids don't understand that because I'm screaming down the hall, no sex, no sex. And they're like, what are you talking about, mom? And, my husband's like, she's talking to the cats. I just don't think they should be having sex in front of me and the kids. I just think it's inappropriate. They could wait till we leave. I mean, what do they do all day long, the cats? What do they do? They don't have jobs. They just sit around. So they could do all their whatever then. Okay, but let's get back to humans. Okay. So you have two teenagers. Two of them. One from his side. One from your side. You guys, Brady Bunch. Did the Brady Bunch ever do this? Did Marsha? No. Jan had a crush on Peter. Was that a Brady Bunch? Gosh, I gotta look that up. If Jan had a crush on Peter, I wonder how they addressed that, because that was like in the 70s. Anyway, my answer is no. Technically, it's not incest, okay? They're not related. Yeah, you and Dad got married, but their DNA is different. The problem is the dynamics of it all. We do not live in a society yet where dating your stepbrother or stepsister is okay. We probably will get there, but not yet. And so the sociological implications of this could be very, very difficult. Now, I would handle it very easily, okay? My teenagers are not allowed to do any sex stuff ever until they are married and they're in their 40s. And they move out of their mama's house when they're 45, all right? That's my rule. So any sort of, if I was the parent of the daughter, I know everybody says, well, you can't control hormones and absence makes the heart grow fonder. That's bull crap. That may be right in the movies and all that, but you as a parent need to tell your kids to keep it closed, all right? Or boys to keep it zipped. I don't think we do enough of that as parents. So your daughter, if she's 16 years old, let's say, and she is flirting with somebody who's 17, 18, and wanting to have sex with them, the same conversation, whether it's somebody you're now related to or not, is no, no, no. You have no business having sex with somebody you don't really know and you're not married to. That would be my approach to it. And I know the kids are going to be like, gosh, you're so square. Well, they don't say that now, but, you're such a dweeb, mom. Well, they don't say that either. I don't know what they say now. I guess a lot of emojis. They would probably be sending a lot of emojis. So you need to stop that quickly. And boys. Now, I'm raising boys. So it's very easy for me, boys are easy. I don't know how I would handle girls, because I remember me as a girl. My hormones were like, ah. But boys, it's very simple. I'm like, you're going to get somebody pregnant. All right? Do you really want to drop out of school and raise a baby? You know, do you think those girls are worth it? Do you think having a baby right now is worth it? Well, no, I don't. And that thought scares them. I also show them a bunch of pictures of STDs. Do you want to see what warts look like and herpes looks like and gonorrhea looks like, etc.? You not wearing a condom or you even thinking about sex when you're too young for it, there's complications, okay? 2.5 minutes. Is it really worth it? So, that long, Mom? Yeah. So, I think it's very, very simple. It's very simple to do. I think you can control it. You need to be on top of it. And you need to have family discussions. All right? And I know they're not going to want to listen. But that's the thing. Parents are afraid that they're going to have conversations with their kids and the kids aren't going to want to hear them and they're going to tune them out, etc. That's your job as a parent. Okay, of course they're going to tune you out. My kids have been tuning me out ever since they understood what I was saying. You sit down with them and you say, look, guys, okay, you guys are teenagers. Put down the phone. I said put down the phone. No, not under your head. Everybody give me your cell phones. Okay, then you take the cell phones away. Then you have them all sit. No, not together. You two are not sitting together. Separate. Dad, separate them. All right? And then you sit down and you talk. All right? And you go, look, guys, okay? This is the teenage years. Okay? I realize that, and gosh, Mom, you're going to start saying something embarrassing. You're damn right. You guys aren't dating. I see you guys flirting with each other. It's baloney. It's bullcrap. It's not going to happen. Really? You guys want to start dating, start having children? And have society look at this family like it's weird? Right, what do you guys know about? Oh, I love him. I love Spencer. I've known him now for 3 full days. No, we don't date each other in this family. No sex. Well, you and Dad have sex. And that's another thing, too. Okay, look at the scenario. Okay, somebody married for 20 years having kids. It's a much different different environment than two people dating and then getting married. They're probably hearing you guys have sex. If it's such a sexually charged environment, no wonder these kids are seeing this. So I really suggest that parents be a little bit more private. I know a lot of you guys walk around naked in front of the kids, or a lot of you have no problem having sex, you know, with the kids in the room or whatever. I would say, look, if your kids are getting influenced by that, you need to stop it. I remember in the olden days, there would only be one bed, and that would be the bed that families would sleep on. And I understand that in the olden days, sex in front of the kids was kind of a common thing. Not now. Society's different. Okay? It doesn't happen. All right? We don't, you know, so privacy. Okay? I don't know. Give everybody saltpeter in the house. But you need to let them know that what they're doing is wrong. And sometimes calling them on it. You know how many times you don't realize you like somebody and then all of a sudden somebody says something, you're like, oh, wow, I guess I do. Okay? They may not even realize that they're giving each other signals. Okay? And you need to nip that in the bud fast. Okay? You know, that's a tough one. And so what about the 20-year-old with the 22-year-old? I would say don't date them until your parents divorce. Now, don't try to get your parents divorced. But if your parents divorce, then you could date them. But not while they're together. That's my advice for that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-TALLY.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of us are watching the American Crime Story, the O.J. Simpson trial, People versus O.J. Simpson, and I highly recommend you do this. It's on FX. Tape it. And don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it for you because you all kind of know what happened with the O.J. Simpson case, okay? But what was a very, very interesting component of this, and I think there's two more episodes left. It's a phenomenal series. I think one of the best series I've seen. Again, too much Kardashian. They had to put the Kardashian family in just a little too much. But it was very interesting on the jury and the jury fatigue and the jury sequestration. I guess it was one of the longest periods of time that the juries had to be held. Because this case went on and on and on. So Tuesday night's episode talked about 24 men and women who were sequestered, right, in an L.A. hotel during the trial. And it was 265 days. All right, that's, 100 days less than a whole year of them being sequestered. Only 14 made it through of those 24. Of course, no TV because you couldn't be inundated with when somebody sensationalizes, that's it. The sensationalization of the O.J. Simpson trial. They had to have all their books reviewed. They couldn't drink alcohol. One of them looked like he wanted to go swimming, and they wouldn't let him jump in the pool. They couldn't talk to anybody. And 265 days. Now, some people would say, well, wait a second, you know, they could have had a book deal. So I'm sure if the judge even thought they were trying to get a book deal out of this, again, they were out. Because, again, you needed, if you're going to be on the jury, you need to be as neutral as possible. You're not doing this for personal gain. And so if you're going to write a book, and the book will be more fascinating if you choose one side or the other, there goes your neutrality and your indifference. So, unfortunately, that doesn't count. They say of the 24 individuals selected by lawyers, 10 were dismissed over the course of the case. None of the alternates, they said, were ever removed. So only two of the jurors stayed on through the entire case. One juror had, I guess, lied about a kidnapping charge. Another failed to acknowledge that she had accused her husband of rape. This was in the O.J. Simpson story. They also showed the jury fatigue. This is something, I mean, I don't know how courts handle this, okay? You know, in the olden days, you know, you could be pretty much kind of held up and semi-imprisoned in a nice hotel for a while and do just fine. But nowadays, without having access to the internet, without having access to your phones, without having access, you know, to your family that much, people, I think people wouldn't handle it as well. And you saw one of them go crazy. One of them just decided to take off her clothes and start running and screaming, etc. And so, I wonder how many times this happens. You don't see a lot of this. You don't see a lot of reports. There was, I guess they were talking about, let me see, I don't want to give any names here, although I'm sure all the juror, names have been out. One of the reasons why the jury, I guess, was revolting, you're going to see in the show that they all come in black, most of them dressed in black. Apparently, some of the jurors were claiming that the deputies were giving whites preferential treatment. So because of allegations of discrimination, apparently one of the 72-year-old black male alternates said that the deputies were monitoring the black jurors more closely in downtime than the white jurors. So when Judge Ito heard this, he had to change out the deputies. So when that happened, I mean, after months and months of, you know, of, I guess, bonding with the, you know, things happen when you're all, I guess, living together. I think, yes, everybody had their own room, but you're eating together, you're spending all that time together, you end up bonding. So many of them got mad, and from what I understand, it wasn't that they all dressed in black. I think the real case is they refused to get on the bus to come to the courthouse. So, you know, this story isn't 100% accurate, so there's definitely some dramatizations. But, you know, I'd like to ask you guys, how many of you have had jury fatigue? I mean, what was the longest jury you sat on, and how did you guys get through it? And what do the deputies do, and what do they do to help you cope? Because my guess is in this day and age, you know, you're watching this and you're like, there is no way many, you know, people would even tolerate that. Now, of course, there's been a lot of discussion since this aired on ways to get out of jury duty. And I can't stand that when people come in saying, get me out of jury duty, just find any excuse, Dahlia, get me out of jury duty. Because again, I mean, this is our job. I mean, if none of us want to serve on the jury, then and we're supposed to be judged by a jury of our peers, then, you know, who's judging us? We need to do our job. However, if you think you're going to go crazy, if you think that your medical condition is not going to enable you to do it, we do want some honesty. Okay, it looks like it's very, very frustrating where you try to get on the jury, you get in, and then all of a sudden they have to let you off. And many of you have asked me what medical conditions will get you out of jury duty. There's no list of medical conditions. If you have a medical condition, many times what will happen is you will get a postponement of your jury date. So if you have the flu, that's not permanent. You have the flu. So if you have the flu, you can't meet, you can't go and serve on the jury, but they can always give you a new date. So many times your medical excuses would cause rescheduling. If you have a condition like chronic pain that prevents you from sitting long periods and you need to be able to get up and walk around, etc., then yeah, maybe your orthopedic doctor, your neurologist, your family doctor, internist, or whatever could write an excuse. Most jury notices don't need the actual medical condition. You have a right to privacy. And I'm noticing for some, to get out of jury duty, it's a doctor's note saying, please excuse. Many doctors will still put the reason if the patient allows, but many times we just write a note saying, please excuse, because it's your medical privacy. But for those of you that want to serve, all right, I mean, I would really think long and hard. Okay, and I'm glad you want to serve, but make sure that you don't lose it like we've heard some jurors do. And I know it was dramatized yesterday, but if we don't want you getting out of jury duty for a fake reason, but if you have mental illness, let's say, and you're going to break down and you're going to, I would really suggest talking to your psychiatrist and making sure you can handle something like that. It's incredible how, our ancestors had to deal with wars and floods and fires and Holocausts and crusaders and I mean, all sorts of, wars in the past. And here we are with people that can't get through jury duty. And this is the population we have. It's crazy. You'll see sites saying, pretend you don't speak English. You guys can't pretend this stuff. Okay, if you say you don't understand English too well, yet you've had a job for multiple, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't risk getting caught. All right, many of you say, well, just be opinionated. Say you're anti-women, say you're anti-Jewish, say you're anti-black, say you're anti-no. All right, this goes in public record. Don't be an idiot. And in fact, you look like an idiot because you're trying to get out of jury duty that way. So that's just outright dumb. Knowing somebody in law enforcement could unfortunately be an issue. Having somebody that was affected very similarly that you're close to, I probably could never serve on a rape case because we had a family member that was raped, and history of assault and somebody with any personal would then be able to serve. So sometimes your personal history. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.